champions in the field and on the court. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Whether you're a basketball fan or not, it's hard not to recognize the positive impact that University of Tennessee women's head basketball coach Pat Summitt has had on so many. And last week, she took time out for a photo shoot with Weakley County young farmers John and Mary Margaret Chester. In January, the Chesters were named the national winner in the American Farm Bureau's Excellence in Agriculture Award. And in April, Coach Summitt and her Lady Vols won their eighth national championship.
And to recognize excellence and the achievement of others in you know, obviously in the agriculture field, just like in the athletic arena. There's something to be said for people understanding greatness, and that's exactly what we're all striving for, is to be the absolute best we can be.
Big time highlight. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be here with Coach Summitt and our kids, and we've had a big time.
John Chester says it was a great experience to meet Coach Summitt, and the two will now be on a poster together recognizing the accomplishments of both this year as national champions. Coach Summitt, who grew up on a farm in Henrietta, Tennessee, says that's where her drive for success all started.
Actually, I grew up on a dairy farm, and I think without question, just having the experiences I had of milking cows, and you know, cows don't take a day off. Obviously, just helping in the fields and helping with all of our crops. It was probably the best life lessons that I could possibly learn and have those instilled in me. And I think that's why I've been very, very driven.
Lady Vols head basketball coach Pat Summitt attributing a lot of her success to the farm. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.